Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start at the Albany Airport, which got a major boost yesterday as the governor's administration representative, Mr. Zemsky, was there announcing $92 million of improvements, including a new exit off the Northway.
It's exciting news. And for maybe the last 5 years, we've heard a lot of talk that they'd finally, after decades of talking about it, try to reconstruct exit 4, that exit that most travelers use to get to the airport. And they finally made the formal announcement yesterday. It's going to be a $92 million project. The biggest chunk of that, $50 million, will be to reconstruct that exit. And for decades, as I said, as long as I can remember, certainly 40 years now, 50 years, there's been discussion that it's just too slow for travelers on the Northway to be able to get over to the airport, that unlike every other airport in upstate and around the country where they have direct access from a highway to an airport, that here there's sort of this bottleneck of traffic right around the Desmond Hotel and on Wolf Road. So this will allow Northway motorists to go much more directly over to the airport. It's going to be a total rebuild of that exit. It'll include, if you're going northbound on Northway, there'll be like a flyover bridge where you get off the Northway and you fly back over on a bridge and it will drop you right closer to the airport. A lot of people are cheering on that development, that it's finally happening, and they feel like it's going to, you know, make them more of a major player in terms of attracting travelers and, more importantly, I think, business to the area. So that was something we anticipated, but it was finally announced that the money's there. But there were a couple of unexpected announcements as part of this huge package yesterday. Was they're also going to add another 1,000-car parking lot, a big parking garage that we didn't know that would be coming. And they're also going to spend a bunch of money updating the terminal that hasn't been updated in 20 years. So the parking garage is going to include this heated pedestrian walkway over to the main terminal, and that will be welcome for now. People still have to like go outside and cross a little road to get into the parking garage that's there now. So this will be an additional one. So I think there's a lot of enthusiasm that finally the airport will be able to sort of take a step up and being an attraction to get business and new people visiting the capital region.
Speaking of attracting people, travel, tourism, and spending has surged in Schenectady County, according to your paper.
Yesterday, we got the latest report from a survey by Empire State Development, the state economic development arm. What they're looking at, the whole region and the whole state in terms of travel and tourism dollars spent in the various counties. And Schenectady County, by far, is leading the pack in terms of increase. Last year, they saw about a 16% increase in spending, up to like $280 million by non-residents. And then when you look at a two-year window, they're up 34%. So 2015 to 2017. When you talk to the tourism and public officials in Schenectady County, they're attributing to a number of things that are finally sort of coalescing here, with a lot of new restaurants. They've got the new casino, the aquarium over at the mall in Rotterdam, a bunch of brew pubs, they've got outdoor concerts, and probably the most important thing that they're citing is that this three new hotels in Schenectady County have been built out and opened in the last 3 years. Up till, you know, 3 years ago, the concern and the complaint was that even if somebody wanted to visit Schenectady County, like a parent of a Union College student, they most likely have to stay at a hotel on Wolf Road in Colony or in Clifton Park or Saratoga. Now there's these three new hotels that are in town, one in Glenville and two in Schenectady, that can really take visitors. And now they're coming and spending tourism dollars. So they're very hopeful that a number of these factors that have come into play are going to result in new money coming into town. The other bright spot in the area is Schoharie County, which saw a nice boost last year too, a double-digit boost. But they say their concern is that they don't know how they would continue attracting new visitors because they don't have hotels. So it looks like the hotel accommodations are a big factor. And then, of course, in other spots in the area, Saratoga County did really well, increased 8%, and Albany County picked up again. But those are the real big drivers with this non-resident money. But the Schenectady County one was, I think, a real bright spot that shows empirical evidence that all these efforts are drawing new visitors.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. You can read more at dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thank you. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, David. Take care.